angry. Why? Because they want it their way. They don't want to see Jesus. They want to be, they want them to see them and their phylacteries and their beautiful dresses and their crowns. No, no, no. We don't want to be seen. It's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Bob, it's about Jesus. He's the one. And let's keep reading here. Verse 20, 54 to 56. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. And they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked, gazed with his face to heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." What a moment! He was lifted above. He saw by faith. He was in the moment. He was in a situation where he saw something that nobody else saw. He was in the kingdom of God. Faith was heightened at that moment. Faith was big on the inside of him. And what did they see? They saw his face shining like Moses when he came off the mountain. That's what happens to us. Number four. A pure face. Now if you start studying about purity, oh, ouch. And I'm not just talking about sexual stuff. That's probably in the middle of the list of our motives. I'm talking about the way that you talk, the way all the things that we do. Lord, help us be pure. Think on things that are good and just and pure. James chapter 3. For the wisdom of God is first pure. Say it with me. For the wisdom of God is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits. John 8, this is what I addressed earlier. Then those who heard it, the woman that was thrown out in the street, caught in the act of adultery, were convicted by their conscience. That I got a picture here on this thing. Beginning with the oldest to the last, and Jesus was left alone. I missed a part on, I must have edited that out. But anyway, Jesus said, "Who is ever without sin, cast the first stone." Beginning with the oldest to the youngest. And Jesus was standing there. Listen now. Can you see it? First of all, this woman's face was where? It was down in. He was down in the ground, in the dirt. Shame. The spirit of shame in the name of Jesus. You know, when I was 6 or 7 years old, some person came into my house and took me into a back room and did something one time. I don't even know what he did. And then I saw him again sometime later. He did something because the shame, and see, something like this has happened to so many people. So why in the world would I tell you people? Because I'm free from it. Because, you see, the spirit of shame will want to hide your face so that you cannot give what you have. You can't present your mouth and your words and your eyes and the person of who you are. Can't you see Jesus just going and saying, "Okay, Pharisee George and goofball there, they went away. Then who's left? And who's condemning you? No one?" And Jesus lifted up her head. Said, "Look at me." And just like honey, Jesus' life melted the sin away. on this poor icon of the 60s, 70s, 80s. The spirit of shame, the spirit of defilement, the spirit of whatever. You see, the spirit of Jesus that looks with purity on us and says, listen, I have a deal for you. I want to take all of your defilement and your shame, and I want to trade it for my righteousness. God. Folks, look at this one verse. Psalm 90, verse 8. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. Folks, I can look, and it doesn't take a prophet to look at you and know that you have secret things in your life. Most of the time, they're like this thing that you expose, that no one would ever dare to expose. But because you have the guts to listen to the Word of God and to say, listen, that thing used to be a hold of me, but it ain't anymore in the name of Jesus. And it even tried to tempt me again, but in the name of Jesus, I grabbed it by the throat and said, no, in the name of Jesus. Jezebel, can't touch me. Control, don't touch me anymore. Impurity, and again, every guy has to work hard to keep his eyes on the right thing. That should look in the right places and to hear the right things and to say in Jesus' name, and they say the Word of God, that I'm pure before God. Pure and undefiled religion is this. Religion. Visiting the orphans and the widows and keeping yourself pure from the world. Sanctified. Separated from the spirit of the world. And number 5. Woo! How well did I do it? Only by grace. Courage. So one quick time, Elijah, go to number 1. I want to review them. I want to take 2 minutes. Number 1. Lord Jesus, I pray a prayer over my friends that we would have a seeking face. That we would know when we wake up in the morning that it's a day to seek after you with all of our hearts in the name of you. Go ahead to number 2. Lord Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would have a sober face, that we would define sobriety in Jesus' name. Lord, there's a day to be drunk in the Spirit. He said it. Don't be drunk with wine, but be drunk, be filled, be intoxicated with the Holy Spirit. Be joyful, be gleeful, be seeking, be shouting. And that's what we're getting to in just a minute. But Lord Jesus, let us be seeking in the name of Jesus. Number 3, a trusting face. Lord God, in Jesus' name, a blind face. God, let me see what you want me to see. In the name of Jesus, that I would be blind the days that I'm supposed to go and chew out that lady in the bus. Thank you, God, that I had your face and that this whole thing was diffused just like in 10 seconds. Why? Because you helped me. It's you, Jesus. It's all about you. Lord, let the spirit of conviction be on me and let the purity. I'm coming for a pure bride. I'm coming for a pure bride. Say it with me. I'm coming for a pure bride. Coming for a pure bride. Guys, you're brides. You're beautiful. There's no gender. It's got nothing to do with gender. We are His wonderful bride. Jesus, help me to be a number 5. A shouting face. Be of good courage. For the people shall divide an inheritance in the land, as I swore to them and their fathers. Only be strong and very courageous. There is a moment to be loud. For the violent will take it by force. There is a moment that in the name of Jesus, you look at the enemy and you put your foot on his neck and say, you have no authority here. In the name of Jesus, I rise up in faith because of your grace, Lord Jesus Christ, and I say in the name of the Lord, I shout that you, and this is when you're out in the wilderness or in a quiet place, or if your wife and family can handle it, or if they're playing trumpet or something, you know, that's up to you. In the name of Jesus, it's time to shout. If you don't have the ability to shout, it'll take you to that next level. In the name of Jesus. Are they riding on the walls of your parade? Are you frustrated? Is the enemy raising havoc? Is there a hole surrounding? Is it pride? Is it arrogance? Is it greed? Is it lust? Is it? And I've defined them all. You got to define them, and you have to stomp on them. And it's time, just like Joshua did. And it came to pass at the seventh day that they rose up early, and the dawning of the day they marched around the city seven times in the same manner. And on that day they marched around the city seven times, and the seventh time it happened. That when the priest blew the trumpets, and Joshua said to the people, shout, for I have given you the city. So the people shouted. And it happened that the people heard the sound of the trumpets. The people shouted, and the walls fell down flat. Woo! In the name of Jesus. So Lord, I pray, though it's not some of your character to shout, I understand that. Boy, do I understand that. Sometimes you got to. He said it. The violent take it by force. So as an act of faith today, would you stand up with me? I want to do this thing here and not take hardly any time at all. But I'm so always so quickened to do this. Whether there be one or two people in this place, like our sister here, who has something that you want to repent of. And I don't want you to give a story. I want you to get up and you say, I repent of this sin. And what it will do, you see, when somebody goes home, it will spur faith on the inside of somebody else. Is there one or two people that has that kind of boldness? You just right there in your chair. Yes. What do you want to repent of?
Doubt.
Absolutely. Oh, we could go forever on that, couldn't we? Lord, what was I thinking? You weren't even in the room when I did that. Yeah, this doubt and this fear, unbelief. In Jesus' name. Somebody else. Yes. Doubt. Yeah. Did you ever really define that? Is as the sin of witchcraft in 1 Samuel. Whew. Yeah, that'll stop you. Yeah, I don't want no witchcraft, but that depends on how you want to define it. What do you want to look at? The truth of it? Or do you want to mealy-mail it and polish it over? Do you want the truth of it? Do you want to be free? Yes.
Lack of faith.
Lack of faith. Over here. Lazy. Oh, stop. Isn't that in the middle of all of our hearts? When it's all said and done, read the book of Proverbs. You sluggard, you sloth. I got a whole sermon on that. Lord have mercy. Yeah, yes.
Pride.
Selfishness. I said one or two. Woo! Anger.
Disobedience.
Anger and doubt. Jesus' name. Fear. Wow. Oh, Jesus. Let's lift it up. Heavenly Father, we so... Lord God, we're not drinking right now. Lord God, we are sober. We are so sorry with a godly sorrow that makes vehement desire, that makes that makes us fear the Lord, according to 2 Corinthians 7. In the name of Jesus, I pray that we can repent. Lord God, as I'm praying right here, I just prophesy over this church that from this day forward, in the name of Jesus, that there will be a new face to Mount Zion. In the name of Jesus, that selfishness will melt away. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm not sure. God, tell me what my relationship is with Mount Zion and all the churches. And Kathy and I are just, we're trying to figure it all out right now. Until then, we're just waiting in the waiting pool and having fun. Hallelujah. But Lord, we repent. Lord God, of any part of us that is not walking in faith. In the name of Jesus, let our face be sober at the right time. Lord God, let our face be seeking at the right time. Let our face be blind when you want us to be blind. Let in Jesus' name our face, Lord God, be expectant. And Lord God, let us shout when it's time to shout in the name of Jesus. So as we close, I think we could just go on for a long time here. But I think it's really right that we shout. And I know it's not in a lot of people's nature. But on the count of three, yes, when the on the count of three with the shofar. Listen now, you've been walking your journey 7 days without a shout. That was the greatest miracle in the Bible when they shut up for 7 days. You know that. You shut up for 7 days. That's by far the greatest miracle in the Bible, isn't it? And so here we go in the name of Jesus, and it's time. The moment in time where you say, I'm drawing a line in the name of Jesus. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. Hosea chapter 2. Hallelujah. Write it down. Go home and write it down. Make a difference in your life in the name of Jesus. On a count of three, let's shout Jesus. One, two, three. Jesus! 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 And the fifth time, Jesus! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen!